If you work for the city, you need to live in the city. So what happens when you try to skirt the law? According to the latest City Inspector General's report, an investigation into a water department worker included 13 stakeouts, checking the location of debit card purchases, verifying that the employee's children attend school in the suburbs, and that his wife is registered to vote in the suburbs. Despite all of the findings, the water department declined to fire the employee. For more, head to DNAinfo.com. I'm Matt Bubala with Neighborhood News on WGN.